In the early morning hours of Saturday, January 4th, the quadranted meteors may be seen in the northeastern sky, not far from the Big Dipper. Then in March, you'll need to get up before dawn and find a clear horizon, but you'll get to see a few of our planetary neighbors hanging out together.
And what you'll be able to see, you know, pretty much starting St. Patrick's Day, you'll be able to see Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in the early morning sky. They'll all be kind of clustered in the east-southeast.
That's Tim Collins, observatory astronomer at the Buffalo Museum of Science, who says Mars will also be brilliant in the month of October when the red planet arrives at opposition to the Sun. Then on December 21st, Jupiter and Saturn will appear in a conjunction shortly after sunset in the southwestern sky. While you can see Jupiter with the naked eye, Collins says if you can get your hands on binoculars or a telescope, you'll be in for a real treat.
You can, telescopically, you can see the moons of Jupiter, the Galilean moons, and with larger telescopes, you can see some of Saturn's moons as well. And the vantage point that we have is going to look like both planetary systems are just going to combine, and we're going to lose track of what moon is what for a few days.
There are some other sky events happening in 2020, but to see those, you'll need to travel. On February 18th, Mars will pass behind the moon, but you'll need to be in the western half of North America, where it will be seen shortly before sunrise. If you've got some vacation time and some money to spend, there's an annular solar eclipse happening on June 21st that can be viewed in parts of Africa, Arabia, Southern Asia, and the southwestern Pacific. The moon will pass in front of the sun, but will be too far from Earth to cover the sun entirely. What you'll get is what looks like a brilliant ring. Here in western New York, though, observers can also enjoy a supermoon on April 7th, the Perseid meteors in August, and the Geminid meteors in December. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.